Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, what's going on, everyone? Jody Camera and the Mac Man, Jody Mac, in for John today. It is, of course, 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Monday morning. Well, a lot to discuss, and obviously the Phillies, the headliner from the weekend, as, man, they played some great baseball, and they got some exceptional pitching and some big-time home runs. Certainly at times they really needed it and got a really clean sweep of the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll talk about that. NBA and NHL finals have both been outstanding. We'll get into that. Got a really cool and, I would say, unique prize to give away to you today. So you can weigh in on all of it at 215-592-9494. The Mac Man in for Rich today. Jody Mac, how are you, pal?
Good. How was your weekend, Jody?
It was good. A lot of Phillies baseball and a lot of relaxing.
Agreed. Same here. And I got to tell you, are you a golf guy? I know you quasi play and you might have a showdown with Jack on the links and all that. But I was actually kind of bummed because I'm on the air on Sunday night, evenings, the 6 o'clock start. And the U.S. Open hadn't ended, and I was hoping it was coming down the stretch by the time I got on. Yeah. And usually that's about when it ends.
Yeah, but the rain.
5:45. Rain pushed it back.
Sure did.
And the last couple of holes were so good. At one point, with about 3 or 4 holes to go for a good majority of the guy, others had 5 or 6. They had 7 guys within 2 strokes of the lead.
Very tight.
It was phenomenal. And I couldn't watch it because I'm on the air. I'm trying to pay attention and do the show at the same time. But it was a very exciting inning with the Spawn dropping a 64-foot putt to put it away on the final hole. That kind of put a topper on a very good Father's Day.
Well, my only
weekend.
Thing against that, I mean, look, when I would dream about winning, you know, a major golf outing, I was viewed as a 90 or 100-foot putt. I mean, 64-foot putt, what is that? Seltzer, what is a 64-foot?
Oh, yeah,
what
sure.
What is that?
Good
60,
call.
64-foot putt. like that's something. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. All right, how we doing? Now, that was wild. We'll actually play that audio. We have it. I mean, a 64-foot putt.
It was insane to watch. Even
to
him setting up to shoot it, I was like, that is so far.
Yeah. And no, look, he didn't have to hit it. He could have two-putted it, but in the end, he got it on that one, and that was something.
And the most important thing was he plays up to 18, gets on, but like a 60. So, all right, well, he's got to lag it up there and try and tap it in. There could be a pressurized putt. His partner goes after him and drops the ball right on the same exact line he's on, only a foot further away.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to play first.
Yeah.
So you know Spawn's going to get this great read, this great look at the putt.
Sure did.
He kind of worked it pretty well to drop it in the putt from in the hole from 64 and a half feet out.
I would say. All right, so U.S. Open obviously on the table, but the main thing obviously is the Phils. Jody in today, John will be back tomorrow. Let's talk some Phils baseball at 215-592-9494. So as Mark Zumoff famously coined in his many years broadcasting the 76ers games, and it was probably close to about 25 years that he was the Sixers dude, he would say when the Sixers were, you know, in the lead and then lost the lead, and then in the lead and then lost the lead, he would say the 76ers were on the seesaw.
Mm-hmm.
Sixers are on the seesaw. And he would typically use that in a fourth quarter, kind of coming down the stretch. They're on the seesaw. Guys, this Philly season, this is a Mark Zumoff fourth quarter dream. They are on the seesaw, at least as I perceive how we react to them. Now, did they get the lead over the Mets this weekend? No. They went from 5 games out to 2.5 games out over the last, you know, couple days. They've won 4 in a row. The Mets have lost 3 in a row. So a really nice job with the surge here. Now, look, the Phils are still in second place, although they are much more comfortably now in a playoff spot. 4 games up on a playoff spot, so you feel a little bit of exhale there. Look, the main thing this weekend, obviously, was the starting pitching, which was 3 for 3, exceptional. right? You had Ranger, you had Sanchez, you had Wheeler, and all three did their jobs. And you got some really big home runs. And we'll detail that and play the audio for you. But I ask everyone as we wake up with the start of a new week, a new Monday morning at 215-592-9494. What are you thinking about our baseball team now? And I, you know, it's interesting. I tend to think more people will actually be big picture negative than big picture positive, just
really?
Because that's how I have sort of experienced the 2.5 months so far this season as people call in. And look, your chance, 215-592-9494. Jody Mack, what do you make of this? Because it's the weekend, but it's also the whole thing. Right? It's the 2.5 months. It's the 3.5 years. Jody Mack, what do you make of it all?
I'll disagree with you a little bit, and here's my take on Philly
fans. Disagree? I didn't even give an opinion.
Well, you did. You said you believed it was going to be more negative than positive today. That was the opinion
I guess that was an opinion.
That's exactly what you said. And I do nights after games, and so I get a pretty good fresh read right after game's over and done with. More so than glass half empty over glass half full, it's the overreaction short term.
Well, sure.
So I think it'll be more positive today because, as you just correctly pointed out, they dominated the Toronto Blue Jays. They won 2 out of 3 games in laugher fashion. Their starting pitching was nothing short of phenomenal.
Amazing.
So I think today will be more positive. Hey, what, you want the number 60-40, 65-35? Yeah. Oh, I think it'll be more positive because they just swept a good team at home.
No, I get it. I guess part of my point is maybe there will be people, and look, who knows? I mean, I think there will be people that perhaps won't call today because they don't think this team's going the distance this year or near the distance, but they don't want to state it after a sweep. I don't know. Jody, what do you make of the baseball team? They are what?
They're good. They're very good.
They're definitely very good.
Not great.
Not great?
Not great yet. They can be great. I think they've got great in them. Get Bryce Harper back and playing like Bryce Harper, and they could start to move toward great. They're not great yet. You and I did a show down at the Borgata Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you went great a couple of times.
Yes, I did.
And I'm going, they're very good. Joe, I'm not quite the great yet. I hope you're right, big guy.
Right.
I want to follow your lead, but I'm not quite the great yet. And I'm in that same place right now. You just talked about it. You and I did the show 2 weeks ago. That's what this season's going to be. Mets are going to get hot. They're going to pick up a couple games. People are going to get ticked off and or worried. And then guess what? The Mets will drop a couple, all three this weekend. Phillies will win a couple, all three this weekend. Oh, 5.5 down to 2.5. Thank you very much.
Yep.
That's what I think this season is going to be. I think it's going to go all the way till September
this. So, no, I agree with that. And ultimately, it's going to be remembered, you know, based on, in my opinion, what they do in October. I think that's pretty clear. Here's what also, though, is pretty clear. And let's just make sure there's no misconstruing this. The 2025 Philadelphia Phillies have exceptional starting pitching.
Yeah.
Exceptional with a capital E. And by the way, that's even if Nola just gives them almost nothing moving forward. And I hope he can give them a lot, and maybe he'll give them something, because I don't think he's going to give them like what I'll call a lot. I don't think he's going to get back to being the guy, at least this year, that's, you know, rocking it at a 3.0 ERA, you know, 3.00 ERA. Like, I just would be shocked if he's back there anytime soon. But man, with these other four guys, are you kidding me? I mean, look, the Phillies could be starting three lefties in October, and as of now, they have to. I mean, who knows what Nola gives them? Who knows, you know, if Painter's going to be a factor or not? I don't think Mick Abel's going to get a start in October. I do think they'll be in October. You hand the ball to Wheeler game one, and then to me, you figure out 2-3-4 with the three lefties. Figure it out. I mean, right now, to me, Ranger Suarez is 2. Now I'm like, my God, I got to keep him. I got to sign him. I got to find a way. I love the guy. I love him. By the way, I did my top 10 Philadelphia players this weekend for Spike Eich and Jack's top 10 thing, or 11.
11.
Or whatever they're calling that.
Come on. I love that you went 10.
Don't be shortchanging the list.
I don't even,
you need 11, big guy.
I don't even have Ranger in the top 10, and I love him. I love that guy.
He's not in the top 11.
All right, Seltzer. No. The Phils. And again, this goes for everyone, 215-592-9494. Joe from Mayfair, who's always dogging him. They don't have it. And listen, maybe you'll be proven right. But I'll tell you what, they got a lot. They don't have nothing. They got a lot. Seltzer, what do you make of it?
Yeah, look, I'm really happy to see them bounce back after the 9-10, the resiliency.
The
no, look, I think they're a good team. They're a very good team. Yeah. The starting pitching is phenomenal. It's as good as any in the league. It gives them a chance. But I still look.
I told you, here comes the buzz.
Yes, because we know. And I think this is why you're going to hear, like, some, to your initial point, some negative, some positive day. And I'm impressed with what they're doing. This is not anything about the club on the field right now. It's just that at the end of the day, we've watched the playoffs 3 years in a row. We know what it takes to win in the playoffs. We know that everyone ups their game. And I know that this bullpen's just not good enough to win in the playoffs. I know that Max Kepler might be hitting some home runs now, might be getting some hits. Do I trust Max Kepler in a big spot in the playoffs? Not yet. I certainly don't trust Brandon Marsh, who's having a nice little run and helping him win games. So, like, I'm happy with the way they're playing, but I think all of us are kind of in this, like middle area where we're just waiting to see what the team's going to look like when they really make a run, because we know what matters.
Well, and the honeymoon that they had, you know, 2 and 3 years ago is long over, and so people have that discerning eye like James has, and that's why I actually do think more people will be... Like, I think, Jody, I guess my point is, and we'll see at 215-592-9494, I don't expect a full deep dive in just now from a lot of callers. I think it's going to be a lot of, I was really impressed with what I saw this weekend, but. And the buts will be, as James pointed out, the bullpen and the lineup. Now, look, they hit some big homers this weekend. They really did. Now, not every game was tremendous with the bats. I mean, they had one game, I think it was Saturday, had 4 hits.
Yeah.
They won a game with 4 hits.
Kepler, who James just pointed out. Huge home run. Huge home run.
Huge home run on Saturday.
If you win that game four against the Mets in the second round of the playoffs, we don't know that yet.
Well, like, so the Phils, the weekend, obviously your reaction. And it was superb starting pitching. I mean, just superb starting pitching. They really do have quite a situation to figure out with Ranger. I think a lot of us, certainly I was one of them, just figured he was probably all but gone. Just because of, you know, spots. How many spots are there? And it didn't seem to be for next year. But, man, the more you see him pitch and knowing that Nola's been out, I don't know how you let a guy that's that good just walk away. So we'll get into that. Your thoughts on the bats, whether they ultimately have enough or not. Obviously, at some point, hopefully they get Harper back. Hopefully, at some point, they get Nola back. Look, we'll talk about it all. 215-592-9494. We'll get into the NBA and NHL Finals as well. Both have been outstanding series. So we'll do that and more. Your chance to win a really cool, unique prize. You've probably never even heard of what we're about to give away today. Trust me, you'll want to hear it. It's really cool. And it relates to the Eagles and the Super Bowl. That and more. You got to line up to win them. 215-592-9494. Jared Cameron, the Macman, in for John on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. As always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You know, it's the best place to find all of your favorite player props for these NBA Finals. Obviously, a maximum of 3 games to go, maybe only 2 with a 2-2 series. And you can make the smarter play now with new performance trends. If you want to see if a player is playing consistently during the playoffs, you can check that out. Or maybe they've been flirting with potential triple-doubles or getting them. Well, get that information. Get all the information, including all the latest stats, right inside the app and see who's heating up. And obviously, when the game starts, you can lock in even after the game. Combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay, including during the game, for your chance to win big. Get started with $200 in bonus bets. It's $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins, and you can do it all at FanDuel.com/hammer. FanDuel.com/hammer to bet the NBA Finals, to bet the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, obviously to bet the baseball team day by day, another game later tonight. It's all available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, great to be with you on this Monday morning. Phillies had a great weekend. Hope all the dads had a great weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. You can join us. We're going to get to a really cool prize coming up in a moment. So, Mac Man, I know Steven Tyler says talk about things no one cares, but I care how your Father's Day was. Jody Mack, father for probably close to 30 years now.
30, yeah. My daughter just turned 30, as a matter of fact.
How was your Father's Day,
Mac? It was good, relaxed. I did work last night, so there was no big dinner, but there was big lunch. My daughter came back across the bridge to come out to lunch with both myself and my wife. I had baby back ribs at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, which I just can't do.
Nice.
They were good, and I loved them, but my eating is always the same. Bowl of cereal in the morning, no lunch, dinner. Boom, done. It never changes. My life is so to eat a
James,
big
and people,
meal.
And people think I'm the one stuck and right. Ray, you've known the Mac Man.
Yes.
Longer than anybody here.
Yes.
Who's more stuck in their ways? Some would say set, some would say stuck. Joe DeCamera or the Mac Man?
Joe DeCamera.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I give you some competition.
I don't know about that.
I think I'm running second, but at least
it's
I'm a
close
competitor.
Second.
Oh, man. Well, Jody, I'm glad you had a good...
Yeah, it was really nice. And then I did a show last night on the Infinity Sports Network. We had some very good callers, good guests. So it turned out to be a very good...
It was a boring day. You didn't really have a lot to talk about, did you?
Yeah, the Phillies, the U.S. Open, a major NBA trade, a major Major League Baseball trade. Yeah, I think we did okay last night.
I love it. All right, Seltzer, happy Father's Day to you. Your fifth
Thank
or sixth,
you.
Something
yeah,
like that?
Actually, my seventh. She's six, good. So my seventh technically figured it out last night.
Did she get it? The Father's Day thing?
No.
So she's not, it hasn't entered her.
I muttered the phrase, you know it is Father's Day, multiple times yesterday. But it's all good. She was great.
Well, here's what you could have said to her.
Who do you think you are? I am.
I'm the dad.
Yeah. I don't know if that would have worked. Yeah.
That's what I would have said.
I believe it. I totally believe that. Yeah.
No. So you had a good day, though?
It was nice, yeah.
All right, very nice. Well, look, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Obviously, Zach Wheeler had a heck of a Father's Day. Newborn baby, obviously other kids, and other kids, right? This is not his first baby.
He's fourth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So happy Father's Day to Zach Wheeler and all the great dads out there. 215-592-9494. All right, how you can win a pair of tickets to something really unique. We'll tell you this coming up in 1 minute. You got to dial 215-592-9494. We'll get to that coming up in a minute. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. They treat the moms, they treat the dads, they treat the kids, they treat them all with their decades of experience in complex dental treatment. And I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough. Matter of fact, me and Dr. Wolfinger are golfing tomorrow as I get ready for Fritz. He's one of those ones saying, let me get you out on the course.
Love it.
All right, we're going to get you out
Good
there.
Good work, Doc.
We're going to work on your game. Probably saying, Joe, you need a lot of work on your game, which is true. But hey, I'll tell you what, he doesn't need any work on his teeth game because he handles the business. He and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists, they specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a big-time dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you are like me and actually don't have a problem with your teeth, I strongly encourage you to get to PI Dental Center for year-to-year maintenance and stay in great shape. But if you have a big old problem, and a lot of people in society do, well, that's unfortunate, but you can do something about it. You can get yourself to PI Dental Center. They're located in Fort Washington. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All right, 215-592-9494 to comment on the Phillies the weekend that they put out there. But let's also give you a chance, as I've been teasing here, to win a really cool prize. Jody, I didn't even know this existed. And we're going to honor the fathers with some Father's Day themed thing here in a moment. But let me tell you what everyone has a shot to win. So I didn't even know to the weekend that this was a thing. We have a pair of tickets to give away today to see the Eagles 2024 championship season put to a musical concert with the Philadelphia Orchestra at the Mann Center, July 24th, special concert hosted by Merrill Reese.
Really?
The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, highlights on three giant screens in conjunction with NFL Films, with the NFL Films music. I mean, obviously, there's going to be jerseys everywhere. You're going to have the cheerleaders and swoop, but you're going to have like the highlights, the games. Saquon dashing through the snow right there on the screen. The NFL Films music.
So I did this. They did this in 2017,
yes,
2018.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So really? Emily and I went to the man. She was pregnant with Zoe at the time, yep, ironically. Yep. And it was one of the coolest nights ever.
I'm like, sure.
This is such a freaking awesome. It's NFL Films music with the NFL Films highlights, wow, of the championship season. Like, I'm getting chills talking about,
yeah,
it. This is a really cool prize.
All right, so you can win them, and you got to dial us up, 215-592-9494. By the way, if you don't win them, tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com.
What's the date on this?
July 24th.
Here's the cool thing about that. Nothing will get you more pumped up for the
training camp coming right around then, too.
Yes.
Right before training camp opens up. That will absolutely whet your appetite for the entire upcoming,
yeah,
Can the Birds Go Back-to-Back season.
I mean, this is a great prize. By the way, we'll be giving them out this week. So, two tickets on the line today, 215-592-9494. Here's how you win them. In addition to the phone calls about the fills and the finals and all the stuff going on, give us a great scene as we honor the dads today, or dishonor them, depending on whether they're a good dad or bad dad. But in honor of Father's Day, which was yesterday, great scene from a movie or a show that involves a dad being a dad. So, like, if any of those gentlemen in Jaws going out there to fight the shark were dads, and probably some of them were, there's no way dad element to fighting Jaws. All right? You got to have something. I'm going to give you a double banger out of the gate. And again, everyone, 215-592-9494. I'm going to give you a similar theme two different ways. The first is Tyrion Lannister. Excuse me. The first is Tywin Lannister. First scene you ever see him.
Tywin.
What did I say? Tywin?
Tywin.
No, I'm thinking of Tywin Walker.
Tywin Walker Lannister, yes.
All right. Tywin Lannister. First scene you ever see him. He's like skinning some kind of animal. He's talking to Jaime, but Tyrion has been taken, and he wants his son back. And he wants Jaime Lannister to go do something about it. And he's such a boss, he'll do it himself if he has to. So Tywin Lannister, boss. Great scene, dad being a dad. No, not exactly the best dad. Eventually gets killed by his son. That's all. And then you got Mel Gibson and Ransom. Give me back my son! Another great scene.
I haven't seen that in 20 years.
Since it came out, yeah.
Different way to go about it, but he's screaming at the guy. Give me back my son!
A movie in which the trailer told you everything you needed to know.
Exactly. All right. So you don't have to necessarily be a good or bad dad, but you have to have some kind of dad-ish, you know, thing involved. Mac Man, when you think of a dad being a dad, 215-592-9494, movie or shows. By the way, TV shows have a million of these.
Yeah, fertile ground.
Just going to put that out there. Very fertile ground. Mac Man, what are you thinking?
I'll go movie, just because, as you say, TVs is a fertile ground. Some people may or may not like this,
yep,
but Robin Williams as Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, sure.
Phenomenal dad. Doesn't look like a dad.
No.
Tries not to act like a dad. And the scene that I thought was the most entertaining was when he's kind of getting into it with Pierce Brosnan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, at dinner you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Tremendous.
And Pierce
almost
is like,
kills him.
This guy, this woman's talking trash to me. How do I handle it? He had no idea whatsoever. Williams played it so well. That would be my suggestion for a dad in a damn pretty dress.
Now, that's only one scene from Mrs. Doubtfire. Other Mrs. Doubtfire scenes are available. Same movie can be said more than once, but you got to give us a different scene. Seltzer, give me an answer here.
Yeah, I got a haymaker answer. Yep. Vito and Michael in the garden.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That's a whole another.
I moved past that one. I said, that's too big.
That's another big one. Okay, so there are many, many answers available from both Godfather 1 and Godfather 2, and I guess 3 as well. Rhea, what are you thinking here, dad being a dad?
Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade, when Sean Connery's character thinks that Indiana Jones has gone over the cliff in the tank.
Yeah.
He's like, I just wanted 5 more minutes. 20 feet away, Indiana Jones is climbing up the side of the cliff, and then he wanders over and he's looking down at him, and then, you know, Sean Connery, yeah, and he gives him a hug.
Yeah.
I love that scene.
It's a great scene from a great movie. Yeah, the third Indiana Jones. All right, everyone put those thinking caps on. A great scene involving a dad being a dad. You can win a super cool prize July 24th to see the Philadelphia Orchestra honor the Eagles championship season and obviously everything it was to NFL Films music with Merrill involved. 215-592-9494. Everything about the Phils the weekend, your phone calls. We get to that plus other elements from the weekend as well. All up ahead. On a busy Monday, Mac-Man in for Jody, in for John today on 94 WIP.
Let me talk about my good friends at Lexus of Cherry Hill. I have been leasing cars from Lexus of Cherry Hill over a decade. There's a lot of great reasons why. One of them, they're an elite of Lexus dealer for 2024, but it's also the great people, the great service you'll receive when you enter the dealership. They've got their 2025 Lexus models in. They're moving fast in Lexus of Cherry Hill. They are now a 7-time certified J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience, which you will experience when you go in and you see Tony Labello and his terrific team. They'll guide you to the Lexus of your dreams with over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Another thing to really love about Lexus of Cherry Hill, they are a veteran-owned and operated business. Face it, you deserve a Lexus. You deserve award-winning customer service. So go start your journey today at Lexus of Cherry Hill in Mount Laurel or online at lexusofcherryhill.com. Lexus of Cherry Hill, family owned and operated.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a fly ball left field. Roden back into his left. That's going to be gone. Oh, it cleared.
Oh,
it cleared for Castellanos. It had just enough legs, and it's a grand slam for Nick Castellanos as the Phillies break it wide open here in the bottom of the sixth. It's 10-2.
Well, they didn't exactly need it, but it was nice. The salami. From Casty on Father's Day. All right, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Let's talk about some great scenes involving dads in movies and shows. And obviously the Phils, the weekend, your chance to react to it all. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Mac, man, how many kids do you think Mick Jagger has that he knows about?
little Mick Jagger's all over the world.
How many is he just... not even know about.
That's a damn good question. My wife told me the other day, she does much more of the searches on the internet than I do. And something popped up, something she saw. The music artist who is the most rich artist in basically the world these days would be, I'd give you 20 guesses. If you don't know, you'd never come up with the name.
I clearly don't know.
Rod Stewart.
Why? Wow. What's the...
He has been not only doing it for a very long time, make a lot of money, he has been, I guess, this genius businessman who's made these great investments and has, like, million-dollar properties in 9 different cities slash countries across. And I had never known that. And I said, well, he's been around for a long time. How old is Rod Stewart? He just turned 80. And he's still out there performing, like, 150 shows a year, like every other day. And I said, I got to give Rod Stewart credit because he's 80 and I've seen like clips of his. He still gets around on the stage at 80. I said, the only one who's better than him is Mick.
Mick, yeah.
Well, Mick, at his age, still the show that he puts on every time he does a show is off the charts. So Mick's got moves. And he's probably had a whole bunch of little ones running around that he may or may not know about.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's rock a lot of calls. Kick it off with Patrick in Tabernacle. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning. Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Good.
Mac, man, always good to hear you and always good to talk baseball with you. And Joe, man, you said kind of the whole seesaw thing is you know, talking about the Phillies here, and
yep.
You know, but you just look and the Mets get swept by the Rays and stuff, and I know, you know, things like that happen in baseball, but sure. I still can't erase the last 3 years.
And Patrick, this was my point to Jody in the beginning. Yeah. I'm telling you, I expect a lot of people to be like you, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, but it's just you know what's happened has happened. This young kid Otto Kemp coming up is awfully exciting though to watch.
And, he has hit.
You know, he'll level off him, you know, a little bit, I'm sure. But it's just you know, I'm kind of just, I feel like I'm just kind of stuck in this. This is where we are. We're a declining ball club that at the most critical time, I'm not worried about. You know, I'm still, you know, concerned. We're good right now in a wild card, but it's still a long season. You know, Joe, you kind of had them penciled in the playoffs, you know, at the start of the season.
And well, I did, yeah.
Penned in almost. Not penciled
in. Are you thinking they're not a playoff team, Patrick?
No, I am. Okay. I'm thinking they're a playoff team. Listen, they're a good team with this pitching. No doubt, they're a real good team. But you know, pitching, good starting pitching, and with no bullpen is only going to get you so far without a timely hit. You know, and that's kind of where I'm still stuck at is, you know, at a critical juncture, whenever that's going to be, who's going to get a timely hit, a timely play, you know, whatever it be. But mostly with
the bat. The Matt Stairs home run. I mean, you know, that kind of moment. You know, that's the kind of thing in 08. Yeah. You wonder if they had to get that kind of hit off the bench this year. Off the bench. Yeah, who would give you that? That is a weaker spot for the squad.
You know, you look for where the Victorinos, the Wirths, you know, the Choo-Choo, you know, where some other guys. Maybe this guy, Kemp, can do something.
Right. But, Patrick, let me just present this. Because, Patrick, you know this has been one of my points all season. And I think it's an important thing to come back to. They may just be able to outpitch the rest of the league to win it all. I mean, what we saw this weekend really wasn't about the bats, although they hit a ton yesterday. I mean, they just flat out outpitched the Blue Jays. Period. That's what they did. And I'm telling you, man, they're gonna enter October with, you know, unless there are injuries, at least four starting pitchers you feel like you can count on, and it theoretically could be as high as six or seven.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what Dombrowski does. I hope he does something.
Oh, well, I agree.
He can't do anything. He did nothing already.
He's had horrible trade deadlines. Patrick, give me an answer. A famous scene, notable scene, a dad being a dad.
Well, now you said a dad. You mentioned, what about a father? Is it a scene with a father?
A father.
How about in The Exorcist? How about in The Exorcist?
I knew it. As soon as he clarified, I knew exactly. I knew exactly who's going.
I did not. Yeah, yeah. Okay, The Exorcist. I'm not that inclined to vote for it, but it's
starting the rules there.
It's a roundabout way. Irene, what do you make of the Phils? Zoom off, seesaw. People are all over the place. What do you make of it?
Well, you know me. I'm always day-to-day. That's just how I, you know, consume my sports. But you'd mentioned, you know, the pitching with the Rays. I mean, I'm sorry, with the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
To me, it was the Cubs series because that Cubs team can hit. And in their two wins, they held them to two runs and three runs. So that really impressed me. And the Otto Kemp thing, you know, I was struck by something Nick Castellanos said yesterday, that he's brought a lot of energy, a lot of fire. He gets to the ballpark, you know, 8 hours before the game. I think that those little things, you know, it just infuses a little bit of energy, which they just kind of seem stale.
Well, you know what also is possible, and I don't want to make a direct correlation in the sense that I know because I don't, and Boehm had picked it up before that, but I do wonder if some of Boehm's picking it up is related to the Otto Kemp thing.
Because competition.
Bryce Harper's going to come back, and when he does, he's going to play first base. I mean, Jody, you know the 1980 Phillies. One of the stories was you had the guys like Lonnie Smith and Keith Moreland pushing, you know, the Bob Boones and the Greg Luzinskis. And, you know, I mean, I was too young for that, but I have heard from others that said it created a lot of internal competition that made that team play its best ball.
Yeah, I don't think that's Kemp. I don't think that's Boehm. There are some guys that can get a fire lit under their butt and pick it up.
Yeah.
You don't think that's Alec Boehm.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's his personality. That's not the way he's reacted before. The way you're laying it out makes a ton of sense, but then you actually put the individuals you're talking about into the situation and go, yeah, not Alec Bohm. It could be somebody else on this team that decides, I better pick it up.
By the way, everything else in the weekend, not just Phil's, you can weigh in on 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Got It During window to the weekend. Take advantage of Got It During Windows' big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Well, obviously, in addition to the Phillies, some other notable things from the weekend. We have both the NBA and NHL finals. So, Joe, the NBA finals game four, I mean, just a tremendous job by SGA in the final couple of minutes. Basically, all but steal the game.
I mean, let me put this question to you. Yeah. I asked it last night on my national show. NBA today, all players become free agents.
Yep.
No one is tied to any other team, and they do a drawing out of the hat, ping pong balls, whatever. Joe DeCameron's team has the number one pick.
Jokic.
Yeah, I'm thinking about SGA.
He's up there, man. He's up there.
Because he's 4 years younger.
Yeah, well.
And you got him for the next 5 years. You're building the team around him. Give me the 20. It's close between the two.
Close.
Jokic has been better.
Yeah.
But give me the guy who's 26 as compared to 30.
Yeah.
He just took over that game.
Well, no, it's tremendous. I mean, it honestly reminded me a bit of Iverson. You know, 01 Iverson. He's not competing against Shaq and Kobe, so that makes it easier. But he does remind me with that instinct, the way AI had. You know, one.
He's an elite
he's
scorer.
He's really good, man.
Elite scorer.
He's really, really, really good. And for, if anyone that missed it, just know this. Indiana didn't, like, totally have it, but they just about had it.
They kind of had it, man.
And they
didn't score for the last 3 minutes of the game.
And if they win that to go up 3-1, you know what I'm saying?
When Obi Toppin is draining three after three after three, I'm going,
wild.
Holy mackerel, Oklahoma City's going to be down 3-1 here.
Wild. All right, so NHL finals. Let's address this, because I don't think we have since the finals. I mean, 10-year-olds won't even know this, but, like, Bobrovsky was the Flyer?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I mean, Rhea.
They got rid of him because of Brizgalov, right?
I think so.
Yes, that is correct.
Because I think Bobrovsky was the year they had the three goalies, and then they felt like they had no goalies. But he was young. I liked him. I liked Bob when he was here.
I felt like we as fans were all kind of in, you know,
the whole thing.
Yeah, we all were.
I was a Bob guy.
Yeah.
And then, like, all of a sudden they trade him for freaking other guy. And he's got to have, like, all these cups and all these Vesnas. And, like, it was so long ago, it almost gets forgotten about.
Yes.
He was a Flyer in his mid-20s.
But I'll give you the glass half full here.
There is no glass half
there
full.
There is.
Yeah,
there is.
No way to go with this.
But there is a glass half full. The Flyers made a mistake by moving off Bob. Columbus made a bigger mistake. They let him walk out the door, and he'd already won a Vezina.
Yeah, that does nothing for me.
He'd already won a Vezina. Go ahead. You can go to Florida and win a couple Stanley Cups while you're at it. At least he was still kind of unproven when he was here in Philadelphia.
No, I get it, man. So that's weird. All right, next thing from the weekend. PGA Tour U.S. Open. Let's listen to it. The winning moment, it was a 64-foot putt for J.J. Spawn. Let's hear it.
Want to cozy it up. Don't need to make it. Two putts.
You got to be kidding me, man. 60. Could you imagine that? A 64-foot putt to win the U.S. Open. That is so cool. So congrats to him.
A walk-off putt, no less.
That's wild.
I like it.
All right, 215-592-9494. Also, as you know, when we have Jody Mackey, and hopefully you know, I like to throw him some questions. Five questions, as I call it. You know, random stuff as we bounce around sports. And one of them is going to be one of the Twitter poll questions of the day right out of the gate here. So let's give you the Twitter poll questions. You can react to all of this. Both Twitter poll questions brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, will Ranger Suarez be a fill next season? We did this poll a couple weeks ago. Most people thought no. He's pitching better. Nola's since gotten hurt. And basically, we wonder, is there a path to bring him back? So, yes or no, do you think he'll be a Philly? Obviously, it's not going to be easy. He's got Scott Boras as his agent. He's going to make at least $100 million, could make a lot more than that. So, you can weigh in on that. Second poll question, and this is what I want to get Jody right out of the gate on. And everyone, because let's get a little NBA draft stuff going here. All right, we've barely done any NBA draft. Next week, when this NBA Finals is over, Sixers are going to have the third pick. It's a great pick to hold, but I don't sense the excitement, and I personally don't have excitement. So we asked this poll question on a scale of 1 to 10. And, Macman, we turn to you first.
Okay.
And I will predict that Jody will be higher than most people. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for the Sixers holding the third pick in next week's NBA draft? We've broken them up into four different sections. A, scale of 1 to 10. A, 1 to 2. That means barely, almost nothing. Choice B, 3 to 5. Yeah, a little bit excited. Choice C, 6 to 8. Kind of feeling it. And D is you're super excited. This is Allen Iverson, 1996, and you're super pumped to hold that number one pick. You're all swole up with a 9 to 10. All right, Macman, scale of 1 to 10. How excited are you for the Sixers to hold the third pick?
Well, first things first, you throw out the two ends. 0 to 2, no. They got the third pick in the draft.
Jody, you ready for this? I am choice A.
You are?
I am 1 to 2.
Wow.
I don't feel anything. Because they don't deserve it. They have the third pick because of the shame that they better feel for the nonsense they put out there. Even if this guy's unbelievable, let's say this guy's Chet Holmgren. I'm just going to use him because I think he went somewhere in the top five, right? Let's just say he's that guy. I don't think they're headed anywhere. Like, you'd have to wait through the contracts. I'd be more excited if they didn't have the Embiid and Paul George contracts. This is still wake me up next decade.
Right.
Even if he's really good.
But are you going to be a Sixer fan a decade from now?
Well, yes.
Well, then you should interest in what they're going to do in the draft in a couple of weeks third pick.
That's why I'm a 1 to 2, not a 0. I'm a 1 to 2.
Okay.
Zero wasn't a choice.
No, it wasn't. I'm a two, Rhea. I'm a two. Not right. a one. I'm a two.
You're definitely two.
I'm higher than three.
I'm a two.
What was the top numbers?
9 to 10.
Yeah, no, I'm not 9-10 either.
So what are you, 6-8?
5-6 and five.
Did
is
you
the
say
first
throw
one?
Out the two ends at the beginning?
Yeah.
Did I miss that?
I did. I threw out the two ends, so that means I'm kind of caught between the two in the middle.
Oh my God!
Make a decision, Jody.
Nothing like the
I need to go 5 or 6, I'm a fan. I'm going 6.
All right, well, Jody, they've just beat me down. They've brought me to my knees emotionally, man. Like I feel nothing for this thing.
And you know what? I feel nothing for
what?
You.
Okay.
Because you were a process server.
Yep.
Oh, the genius of Sam Hinkie and outside the box thinking, whatever. So you don't get to, in my eyes, go, oh, I got beat down. You accepted beat down.
Was Sam Hinkie allowed to finish his Mona Lisa?
No.
Did some rich person pull Da Vinci off the Mona Lisa halfway through? No. Let Da Vinci finish the process. And Josh Harris and Adam Silver did not.
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
The Da Vinci with crayons.
You're embarrassing.
The great thing about that is it's impossible to argue against. It's impossible to argue against.
We'll never know.
He never finished it.
All right, 215-592-9494. A lot to weigh in on. Let's get to Desiree right now in Mayfair. Good morning, Desiree.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Fantastic. How's it going?
It's going.
Good.
Be better if football was on.
I hear you. All right, what do you got for us today, Desiree?
Like, when you guys talk about father, dad, the only thing that comes to my mind is Star Wars, the most iconic father line ever.
Wow, that is
a big answer.
That is a big answer. That's a big answer. All right, so.
Now, maybe not father love on Father's Day,
like
but.
In the traditional
no, it's a great scene.
The fact that every dad has horrible dad jokes and says, like, the most off-the-wall things at the most random times.
Yep.
I feel like that was one where everybody's jaw dropped, and it's literally, when you said father, I'm surprised you guys didn't mention it, because
that's
it's the
a big
iconic
answer.
Father line of all time.
It's got a shot to win, Desiree. All right, great call. Certainly has a shot to win. Darth Vader and Luke, and obviously Luke finding out that Darth is his dad. That is something. 215-592-9494. Speaking of dads, an emotional Ben Davis interviewed while his son was playing in the College World Series this weekend. It's a dad being a dad. You'll hear that audio next, phone calls on all these topics, including the Phils, what you made of their weekend series, and what it means in the big picture. Jared Cameron, the Mac Man, in for John today on 94 WIP.
I promise that summer is eventually at some point going to come back and the temperatures will rise. We'll get rid of this dreariness that we've had. And the last thing you want during summer is a faulty HVAC system that can't keep you and your family comfortable all summer long. Don't worry, though. Call Horizon Services right now. You can get up to $1,300 off a new HVAC system replacement plus a free home comfort upgrade. Horizon Services, they're here to keep you comfortable inside even when it's hot outside because, look, you should just always be relaxed and stress-free in your home. Plus, Horizon offers same-day emergency repairs, money-saving warranties, and flexible payment options. They'll always work with you. They'll make sure the work gets done on your schedule while helping you save money. And with Horizon Services expert technicians, you know the job's going to be done right the first time. So contact Horizon. Keep your home comfortable and worry-free year-round, no matter the season. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so don't wait for an emergency to happen. Schedule a visit today at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. With Horizon Services, help is on the way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.